Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. Put a three in there, the number three. Alan Adamson is our guest. Alan Adamson is the co-founder and managing partner of Metaforce. His new book, the third of three, Shift Ahead, which he co-authored with Joel Steckel, is all about helping you get out of your own way, folks, and shed the baggage. Keep the stuff that's good, but shed the baggage that's holding you back. And Alan, thanks again for being here. I've told people for 20 years now on the show, however you used to do things, you've got to scrutinize it. You got to make sure that it's not holding you back. Cash flow is always going to be is fundamental for a thousand years, and is always going to be important. But the way you go to market is changing, and those are things you got to watch for. And it's not just about tinkering around the edges with colors and logos and things like that, is it?
Yeah, well, you know, the simple concept that most people forget is brand is what you want people to think about your company, your service, you know, what's different, why should I care about you? Branding is how you tell them about it, and many ways to do it. But, you know, changing your logo can sometimes be the right answer if people think you're a little dusty and still like your story. But if your story is not interesting to them, coming up with a new logo, which is often or new ad, which is often a knee-jerk reaction, is probably the last step you should be thinking about. The first step is how do we, you know, offer something to our customers that they're going to find more relevant and they're going to be excited about telling their neighbors about.
Would you say that if there was one word that people could sort of hang on to make sure that they found the relevance solution for customers, it would be story? Are you telling a story? Are you telling a story people want to hear? Are you speaking a language that they understand? Is your story resonating? Is it relevant to them? That's a big deal today, isn't it?
Yeah, I think if people forget all, you know, they'll be far better served. If you forget all the jargon, all the marketing talk, and all the, you know, fancy words, every company, every service, every thing you buy has a story. What's your story? And if you're telling it and somebody starts to, you know, look away and lose interest, well, then maybe your story is too long. But it could also be that your story is not relevant. They don't care about it. And even if they care about it, you know, is it different in the way they care about it? So first you got to get relevance. First you got to get a story that people want to hear about. And then you got to make sure that once they hear the story, they go, "Oh, that's sort of interesting. That's different. I like your tuna fish sandwich better than that other guy."
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing for small businesses, Alan, is we don't have to tell a story that everybody wants to hear.
Well, that's the other thing.
We only have to tell a story that enough people will like it, right?
Yeah, so the other trick is, you know, once you're thinking about your story, everyone tries to get a story that everyone likes. And as you know, there are very few of those stories, or they're sort of okay stories that no one really hates. But you're far better off getting a story that a portion of your part, a piece of your target loves. Because people don't open their wallet on things they just find okay. They got to love it.
Right.
So, you know, again, the theory is pretty easy. Find a story, but make sure you find the people that really connect to that story. And you're better off having 10 passionate customers versus, you know, 20 sort of customers that think you're okay and may buy you when you're on sale.
Well, I have a little one of the things I talk about on the show a lot is the fact that Amazon will sell you 143 different back scratchers, but they can't scratch a single back. And maybe your small business only has one back scratcher, but if so, how does a company? How does Amazon? And when you go on Amazon, you look at that whole list of back scratchers. How do you? They're all about the same price. How do you decide which one to buy? Well, I think people are buying the one that comes with a story that they relate to, and that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
It's a story that they find interesting, a design that they find more relevant to them. And sometimes the other thing that is make marketing more difficult is what are people saying? And if you know you got 10 people on your customers saying I wouldn't use that back scratcher if you gave it to me. Doesn't matter if you say now buy one get back scratch one back scratcher get two. You know, you word of mouth is another thing that's going around, and those are just stories that people want to share.
So part of story is getting other people to tell your story, right? Earned media.
Right. Exactly. And it's an age-old problem, but it's become the 800-pound gorilla no one's talking about, that more and more people make more decisions based on what's the buzz, what are people saying, what stories are people telling. And, you know, the other simple thing is that no one shares average stories. I went and had an okay tuna fish sandwich at the restaurant. I didn't get sick. No one shares that. Either share the, you know, I had an awful sandwich and don't go near that place. Right. Or I had an amazing sandwich. Amazing. They gave me four extra tuna fish sandwich scoops.
I need your website, Alan.
It's metaphors.co.
Metaphors.co?
Yeah.
Okay, check it out, folks. The book is called Shift Ahead. Alan, will you come back? Good job today.
Love you. Thanks for having me, John.
We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.